Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, so anyway, the Broncos, they lose in overtime. They only needed a tie, couldn't get it, so the Bengals are in position. But obviously what everybody's waiting for, because the Chiefs have everything locked up, they're 15-1. They don't have to play anybody. They're the one seed. However, the one man who's beaten Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs is Joe Burrow. And so, like, do you let the Broncos in? You can take out the Broncos, but like, is it the worst?
What if all three teams lose?
Then the Broncos are in.
Okay.
The Broncos have the 9-7 record right now. Dolphins are 8-8, and the Bengals are 8-8.
Right.
So everybody has to catch the Broncos' record, but the Dolphins would have the tie break regardless. Either they would have
the Broncos win and they're in.
Broncos win and they're in. Broncos win and they're in. And I think even if they tie, they're in.
Yep, because 9-7-1 beats 8-9.
So, yeah, I think that
they get that 1 point for the tie.
But if there's any possibility of just keeping the Bengals knocked out.
Can I just tell you, this has the makings of one of those patented Kansas City Chief 14-10 games.
That's what they do.
Either way, which is going to be nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah. And then,
they're not, it's safe to say the Kansas City Chiefs will not get blown out.
And then, of course, the Dolphins have to go beat the Jets, who they were kind of in a dogfight with a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but that's football.
So.
That's football. I will say, though,
Leroy, if the Broncos do lose and the Dolphins lose to the Jets and the Bengals get in, people are going to be mad.
Yeah, they were already mad.
That's fair. But more mad.
Like, you're already.
You botched
3 weeks ago, you were talking about.
I thought it was over.
Overfire everybody.
I thought it was over.
So, are you going to feel indifferent if they make the playoffs? It's a crazy thing that you have predetermined how you're going to feel before the season's over with, and now that they have a chance.
Well, I think the only way everybody can get the stink off of them, the only way. I don't make the rules. This is just what they are. You got to upset the Bills. That's the only way. If you beat the Bills in the first round, everybody gets a pass.
Wow, dude.
If you break 25 years of misery, everybody gets a pass. But if you get and no pride game.
If you get your teeth kicked in by the Bills for
a third time,
you don't think it's the fact that they fought back from, what were they, 3-7?
2-6.
No, not good enough.
2-6. 2-6 to still make the playoffs. That don't matter?
Nope.
I think McDaniel's safe. I think everybody was safe.
I don't mean safe. I mean, does that not make you feel good about your team?
I don't know. Does it make you feel good, Marcos?
No.
Is Tua the quarterback? Is Tua getting the wins, or does it matter?
But I'm just like, I don't what this team has shown, even with how they talked, they're showing some stones right now.
They are showing stones.
And if they able to get to 9-8 and make the playoffs after, like, come on.
Showing stones.
Dude, we did the shows.
This guy just said his hip hurts. Like,
huh?
You're not showing stones if your starting quarterback may sit out because his little hip hurts.
Dude, I want to come and hit your hip and see you hop around, Froggy. Right?
It's in my element.
I mean, how many doctors do you think Tua's lying to this weekend?
Oh yeah, I'm fine.
But you know what I'm saying? Like is there nothing that would make you feel good about? What I'm trying to do is this: stop moving the bar. Like, the season didn't go like you planned.
I'm not moving the bar. They're moving the bar. I had my bar.
Wait, the season didn't go how you planned.
Technically, my bar would remain the same.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, they are moving the bar.
Hmm. Yeah, but the season, the way it played out, would make
sounds
this
like you're moving the bar. My bar never changed.
I'm not moving the bar. I've always said, I've always, Tobin, you know me. Hmm? I have always said, right? You got to let the season play out. Everything, every season is different. How you get there, how you accomplish things, or whatever.
That would mean you're moving the bar. I never move the bar. My bars remain the same.
No, you still, the way this season has gone, the only way you can consider it a good season is if they beat the Bills in the playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah. So if they go 9-8 and don't make the playoffs.
No, not a good season.
Bad season.
Not a good season.
But they could go 9-8 and make the playoffs.
Better.
And it has nothing to do with that.
Better, but not what I wanted.
9-8 is 9-8.
It's like Toby Keith said. I love this bar.
But I guess it's just me, right? Mm. I just know that seasons play out in a weird and crazy way.
Mm.
And the fact that this team didn't fold up shop and were still able, if they're able to, go 9-8, I know you need help.
I think it's less of a record.
I think it would show a lot for Mike McDaniel, who I'm not in favor of firing. However, there were still things that, you know, they should have probably been better prepared for, i.e. Tua's durability. You know, the fact that they couldn't get through a four-game stretch against bad teams and couldn't put a competent game together with the quarterback that they chose and Skylar Thompson. Like, there's going to be a lot of regret on the season.
Laughed
if they finish 9-8 and then they lose to the Bills again, the whole point of this season was, where are you in comparison to the team that's dominated the division? So even though, yes, it'll show pride. You guys didn't fold up shop. Good for you. You didn't Jets it up. However, in the real scheme of things, where are you? That's what we need to know.
Look at that.
All right.
So I haven't moved the bar. My bar has stayed the same.
So you're basically telling me.
But I'm rooting for it. If they go
9-8, you would have been.
Well, I'll tell you this.
No different if they would have went 6-11.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Because I'm not one of these people who, like, I know you ran into fans like, I don't even want to go to the playoffs. I want the Dolphins to go to the playoffs. I want that smoke. All right? I want them, even just a couple of years
ago. Anything's possible if you get in.
Of course. Of course. What did I say?
Of course.
Of Christ.
Anyway. Oh, of Christ. Thompson.
Pretty good.
Of course I want to get in. No doubt. I want to get in. I think that shows something, but it's not a success.
Mm. Liz, yikes,
it's
man.
It's not a success.
I would think, listen, there's different levels of this.
Mm.
I would say before the season, winning a playoff game, right?
Mm-hmm.
We will all say that would have been a successful season.
Right.
Then you go 2-6. Now you're thinking, if we just get there and not be 5-12 or 6-11,
mm-hmm.
then that would be somewhat of an accomplishment. Not what the accomplishments you set for the team before the season, but as the season played out, to fight, scratch, and claw to get into the playoffs. That is an accomplishment in itself.
We'll hear from some.
Here, think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think that the 11-31 team, when they flipped the script and went to second half,
yeah,
even though they didn't make the playoffs, based on how they started, was that not an accomplishment?
It was an accomplishment, although then you paid Deion Waiters a 4-year deal.
You know what I'm saying?
We kind of got blinded in a lot of ways, the Heat got blinded in that season. They fell in love with something that they should have just kind of been like, hey, this was a nice fling.
That was the starter running back.
You know? Horrible. It wasn't the starter.
Again, run it back. Let's do it again.
Still an accomplishment in itself.
It was an accomplishment, but it's not the goal.
That's what I'm saying about
it. It's not the standard.
Okay, right. Well, they don't have a standard yet.
We had expectations, though.
I did have expectations.
Expectations are different now than they were then, based on how the season played out.
I would say making the playoffs after starting that, mild goosies, but not goosies galore.
That's all I'm saying.
It's true.
You can still, if they make the playoffs and then get blown out in the first round, you can at least at the end say they fought like hell to get there. It's unfortunate, and I'm going to feel like crap.
Yeah.
If that happens, right?
It's cute.
Right. That's how you're going to look at it. Yeah, man. I just think that.
But if we beat Buffalo, sometimes,
if they beat Buffalo, but it's ridiculous. Like saying the Dolphins are going to beat Buffalo is like saying.
Yeah, why are you saying it's
not? Saying the Dolphins beat Buffalo, it's like saying Martians are going to just walk into the studio right here.
Do you understand the difficulties I'm having with this conversation? Right?
Yes.
The man's like, you got to beat Buffalo in the playoffs. And then you followed up by saying,
No, I mean, like, because it would be so unexpected. Like, the Dolphins should be 100-point underdogs against Buffalo.
But
with Tua or without Tua.
Wait, but you understand what you're saying and what your expectations are.
That's tough. I'm sorry.
How can your expectations be farther away from what you actually think is going to happen?
My expectations coming into this year was, okay, that's why I said week two is a statement game. Statement was made.
Look, the Panthers and the Heat did the same thing a few years ago. Snuck into the playoffs, and we're like, all right, you know, you made it to the playoffs, you scrapped. And then they made it to the championship, and we're like, now that's a good season, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with these Dolphins, man. If they get eliminated in the first round, it's like, yeah, all right, well, we made it. That's cool. Whatever, I guess. You know, we expected better, but whatever. But if we get past Buffalo.
You would essentially, like, it is, though. It's like you need a Jimmy Butler 56 to knock off Giannis and the Bucks.
Wow.
That's how unexpected it would be. And it was that's how crazy it would be to beat the Bills. If you're telling me that 17 is going to be out there,
if you get there and you have a chance, that's all you can ask for. Anything can happen. Sports going to happen.
If he gets kidnapped.
Jeez.
If Josh Allen is held for ransom.
Yes. Is that possible? Is that on the... He's a big guy to hold for ransom.
He'd probably just break out of the chains.
Good luck.
I don't. Like, I don't know. It'll be a let's review. Let's see how my first day back with Tobin in a week and some change has. Here's where we are right now. We started a conversation by saying, if they don't get to the playoffs and beat Buffalo, then it's a disappointment, right? Follow it up. 2 minutes later, you probably was on the same damn breath when you said, I had no, there's no way in hell they beat Buffalo.
No, there's no shot.
Right? So, here's the thing. The difference between you and me is, as long as football is going football, I'm never going to say there's no chance. I'm not. Because guess what? The Jets have absolutely no reason to win this game. But you're feeling a little nervous.
I'm not feeling nervous about this game at all, to be honest with you. I probably should be, but I'm not feeling nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers tapped out yesterday.
He also had his best game of the year.
Wile E. Coyote is trying new sports.
I'm not trying new sports. I'm telling you, yes, I just you don't feel any yes, nervousness about taking on the Jets.
Look, you just walked out of the OK Saloon. I ain't afraid of you.
I'm not. Right? The Bills? Terrified.
Okay, but like, didn't you say if they don't beat the Bills, it's not a successful season?
No, it's not a successful season.
No.
But you have no... So you basically, in here, let me bring it back. When they were 2-6, all the stuff that everybody was saying. Now, you're saying that now without even giving the team a chance.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're saying no matter what happens, in your eyes, they can't have a successful season. You're saying that right
Probably
now.
Probably not.
Probably not. Very unlikely.
Okay.
Very unlikely. No one's getting fired in my eyes, but you didn't succeed.
Hmm.
You know?
Well, which is probably
there's
the worst
only one
part.
Team that succeeds.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not true. If you won a playoff game, that's a success.
Oh, really? So all the teams that win a playoff game?
No, the Dolphins. You, no, a team that hasn't won
a playoff game and lose, they're not going to feel like it. If Detroit wins a playoff game and then loses, they're not.
You're being a word bender right now. And here's and I don't appreciate it. You're a bender of words.
What does that even mean?
You're a bender of words. That's not what I said. I said specifically for this franchise, the Dolphins. They haven't won a playoff game in 25 years.
But
the
I
only success.
Wait, I'm telling you this year, the way this season has gone, success is going to be different this year than the other 24 years.
No.
Really?
No.
Based on what we're talking about? Shedeur Sanders.
Who cares, dude? I don't care how they got there. The season ends the season. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it was like the last year where they were, because they had this exact scenario. They finished 9-8 with Skylar Thompson. And so it doesn't matter if you started out 6-2 and ended 9-8, or you started 2-6 and ended 9-8. Can you beat the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs or anybody in the playoffs? It just so happened you put yourself yet again in position to play the Buffalo Bills on the road. So, if they're able to do it, success. If you're not, props for guts, no success.
Mm.
Props for guts. No success.
There you go.
Dude, I gotta tell you.
It's good.
Wow.
Does anybody... Hold on. Let me just get this straight.
No.
Hold on. 305-567.
I'm not asking a whole bunch of more you.
No, I just want to know.
No,
if there's one Dolphin... No, I just want to hear this out.
Hey. Do you understand? We are getting ready to go down a rabbit hole that Leroy cannot win because everybody's going to be like you.
Hold on. I'm going to do this.
You know that this one
only
is open up the phone.
I swear to God.
Because he knows. Everybody, you're a fan. Everybody's going to think
I'm
like
only,
you.
I'm only going to ask for this. Only call in right now if you agree with Leroy. 305-567-0560.
Wait, let's get
only
the specifics out.
If you agree with Leroy that the Dolphins simply making the playoffs is a successful season.
Based on how the season went.
Fine. Okay. 305-567-0560. I only want people agreeing with Leroy that the Dolphins, based on their season, that you agree them making the playoffs is a successful season. 305-567-0560. Back after this.